USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. consumer price inflation showed signs of moderating in August for the second straight month, though the decrease was sporadic across sectors, and it remains unclear whether the slowdown will continue. Gasoline prices fell in August, airfares dropped, and used cars and hotels peaked, while rent increases also gave indications of slowing. We'll know more Tuesday when August Consumer Price Index gets released by the government. Mossad Director David Barnea said at a counterterrorism conference Monday that the Israeli spy agency will continue its operations against Iran even if a nuclear deal is signed with the United States. The Israeli government is officially opposed to the U.S. return to a 2015 nuclear deal. New Zealand is dropping most pandemic restrictions. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced Monday. These include the removal of government vaccine mandates on September 26th. International travelers will no longer be required to be vaccinated against COVID or submit results upon arrival. As questions swirl if President Biden will attempt a second term as President of the United States, Gloria Romero on Fox News is the former Democrat leader of the California State Senate. She says Vice President Kamala Harris needs to keep up the thought that Biden is running again.
Because the longer that people can believe that myth, the greater the opportunity is that no other contender like Newsom or Buttigieg or even Hillary Clinton might step into the fray.
Ukrainian forces continued advancing into the Kharkiv region, northern, southern, and eastern flanks. Ukraine's military chief said on Sunday, Russia's forces responded by attacking infrastructure, including power stations, and causing widespread blackouts. Russian nationalists are calling on President Putin to make immediate changes after his troops retreated from most of the Kharkiv region. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Country music singer John Michael Montgomery suffered cuts and broken ribs when his tour bus crashed in Tennessee early Saturday. Montgomery says he's doing well, but will not be out on the road for a while. A New York woman has been sentenced to 4 months in prison for interfering with crew members aboard a flight from Dallas to Los Angeles, California last year that had to be diverted to Phoenix, Arizona. Kelly Pichardo engaged in assault and using racial slurs on the flight and had to be removed from the plane after it landed at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport on February 24, 2021. Former New York City Police Commissioner Bernie Carrick on Newsmax looks back 21 years.
When the first plane hit Tower 1, I was in my office and my staff came in and told me. I was down at the scene within about 7 or 8 minutes, and we tried to get into the command center, which was at 7 World Trade. Could not get in the command center because people were jumping from the top of Tower 1.
Since the death of Queen Elizabeth last Thursday, King Charles III inherited a ton of wealth, and he does not have to pay inheritance tax on any of it. A rule introduced in 1993 by the UK government safeguards the royal family assets from being wiped out if two monarchs were to die in a short period of time. Primary elections continue on Tuesday. Delaware, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island go to the polls to choose their sides in the November midterm elections. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.